You can trust me because I know business.
Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
So how was your weekend, honey?
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you get up to?
Just another nice little weekend at home.
Yeah.
We've had a few of those in a row now, and
it's
I can't tell you how much I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I think we've got, now you've already put stuff on the books for like the next few weekends, so I guess I'll actually have to do some like laundry or something to prepare myself. I also might try to mentally prepare myself for it.
But you got to play board games with a friend this weekend.
Yeah, which is always wonderful.
I went out with my girlfriends.
Yeah, and I always like it when you go to something with your friends that I don't have to do. Like, you went to go see some stupid show that I wouldn't have been interested in. So.
Well, you're missing out, just so you know.
Agree to disagree. No new reviews this week, but it is a big help. We really appreciate that. Just get on their old Apple Podcast app. Write us a nice little 5-star review. Say something nice. It really means a lot to us.
Right. You can always email us at itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com. And you can tweet us. I'm at Shannon Ray Green.
And I'm at Dusty Terrell.
And don't forget that you can find us on a lot of other podcast apps too, like Spotify and plenty of others.
Oh, so many that she could only name one.
Yeah. Let's get started with the show.
Perfect.
Mesmerizing video shows maggot fountain devour pizza in 2 hours in the name of science.
I watched the video. I don't think I'd use the word mesmerizing. And I also don't think I'd recommend anyone watch the video while eating.
Yeah, sorry I had you look at it before we got started in the studio, and you just finished eating, because you had a few bites left.
Yeah, I was kind of in the middle of my dinner.
Sorry. Maybe to anyone listening, if you're eating, you might want to skip over the next 10 minutes or so.
Pause, finish eating, come back to the podcast.
It might create a queasy situation, but that's on you, listener.
You've been warned.
You've been warned. This was written by my colleague Josh Hafner. He writes, knowing how larvae eat could help humans eliminate food waste. That's what scientists are thinking. Humans produce 1.3 billion tons of food waste per year, and swarming hordes of at least one insect are happy to help take that off our hands, the black soldier fly. Georgia Tech researchers dropped a cloud of the fly's larvae into an aquarium with food to see just how the maggots eat so deftly en masse. Larvae can chow down in 5-minute bursts, the team noted, with the maggots known to outcompete other species for a piece of rotting fruit. Using cameras with special tracking software, the seeming chaos of swarming larvae was seen as far more sophisticated. Researchers said a mass of maggots flowing as, quote, a fountain of larvae, unquote.
I just don't think it looks like a fountain at all. I mean, it just looks like maggots.
Is it gross?
Yes.
But it's also grossly efficient, as the team detailed in its new research.
I mean, don't get me wrong, no offense to maggots. If you did a time lapse video of me eating an entire pizza, it'd be kind of gross too, I think.
Let's do that.
That's not.
As hungry grubs push to the bottom of a swarm for food, a whole pizza, perhaps, they displace the larvae who have already feasted themselves, lifting them up over and back down again, like how water moves in a fountain.
Again, I think these scientists just maybe have never seen a fountain before.
But I mean, the motion sort of makes sense.
I guess so. But fountains are usually a thing of beauty. This is not how I would describe this.
Okay. Researchers were quoted in an article published last Wednesday in the peer-reviewed journal of the Royal Society Interface, saying, quote, "This self-propagating flow pushes away potential roadblocks, thereby increasing the eating rate," unquote. The research includes a video of larvae devouring a 16-inch pizza in 2 hours. In strangely mesmerizing time-lapse footage, the swarm detaches the pizza's crust before slowly feeding toward the center. While past studies had estimated larvae's feeding rate, researchers noted, the mechanism by which groups of larvae feed was unclear. Harnessing the feeding power of black soldier fly larvae is one promising method to deal with our food waste, the researchers say. Thousands of maggots can be raised together in bins as larvae farmers, which are a thing, feed them food waste. The article says, quote, "At the end of their lives, the larvae are used as a sustainable food source for chickens, fish, and other livestock animals. When farming larvae, maximizing eating rate is desired so that the larvae can grow as quickly as possible."
Gross. I don't see why they're so impressed with this. I mean, I could put away a 16-inch pizza in way less than 2 hours.
Gross.
I probably wouldn't need more than an hour, I would think.
1.3 billion tons of food waste per year. You gonna take care of that?
I guarantee you, very, very small amount of that comes from you and me. We're the type of people that clean our plates.
Oh, yeah.
Just me doing my part, Shannon. I'm just happy that I'm not a maggot that was born to eat until I was then served to a chicken for food.
That's bleak.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like a very good way to spend your life. Those maggots should set up like a bucket list or something. Maybe go skydiving, see the world. Don't just eat until you're so big that a chicken eats you. That's not a way to live.
I also think it's funny they call them larva clouds. A larva cloud.
Ooh, I don't like that mental imagery at all.
Yeah, it's like they ruined clouds. Apple releases software updates for iPhones, iPads, Macs to fix group FaceTime bug and are paying the family that identified the issue.
I didn't even know that was a potential revenue stream.
You're always looking for new revenue.
I identify issues all the time.
That's kind of what you do on the podcast and in our lives.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I haven't been reporting, but if I'd known there was money in it, I would be reporting up the wazoo. Apple better clear their inbox because they're about to get some emails.
Well, I'd rather Apple know about all your issues than me all the time.
Oh, my God.
This was written by my colleague Eli Blumenthal. He writes, "Those holding off on FaceTiming can now return to using the popular video chatting service. Apple last Thursday released its promised software update for iPhones and iPad to fix the group FaceTime bug that went viral last week. The update, like all other iOS updates, is free to download and available now by going to the Settings app, followed by General, and then Software Update. Mac users can go to Settings and then Software Update to download the free update to their computers. In a statement last Thursday, Apple thanked customers for their patience. The company said, quote, "Today's software update fixes the security bug in group FaceTime. We again apologize to our customers and we thank them for their patience. In addition to addressing the bug that was reported, our team conducted a thorough security audit of the FaceTime service and made additional updates to both the FaceTime app and server to improve security," unquote. The statement said it includes fixing a previously unknown issue with live photos shared on FaceTime. After news of the bug went viral on January 28th, Apple turned off the feature from its servers and initially promised to release the fix later that week. On February 1st, however, the company announced it would be delaying the update until this week. Apple was initially notified of the bug by Michelle Thompson, an Arizona attorney who tried to get in contact with the company after her 14-year-old son Grant discovered it while playing Fortnite with friends. Apple thanked the Thompson family publicly, and Michelle Thompson has told USA Today that someone from the company met with them for over an hour to, quote, thank us in person, provide us with an update in their ongoing investigation, and obtain our feedback as to how their reporting process can be improved, unquote. Thompson also says her son will be credited on Apple's website and may still receive a reward from the company for reporting the issue to them. Thursday's notes for the software update do credit the younger Thompson, with Apple also giving the family a financial reward for finding and reporting the bug, as well as making a separate contribution toward Grant's education.
My education could use a contribution as well. I mean, been wanting to learn how to juggle, maybe play the guitar.
What are you going to do with those skills once you have them? Give back to the community or something?
Try to impress my wife.
You already have. The bug, which allowed people to exploit group FaceTime to eavesdrop on people they were calling, has been a black eye for Apple, which has often called out how it protects users' privacy compared to other modern tech giants. The bug has also led to a lawsuit from a Houston attorney who claimed that the FaceTime exploit let an unknown person eavesdrop on a private discussion with a client, and an investigation from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Letitia James. This week, Representative Frank Pallone Jr., who is a Democrat from New Jersey, and the chairman of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, and Representative Jan Schakowsky, a Democrat from Illinois and chairwoman of the group's subcommittee on consumer protection, sent a note to Apple CEO Tim Cook seeking answers to when Apple first learned of the bug, why it took so long to respond, and what steps are being taken to alert people who had their privacy violated.
I got a complaint about FaceTime right now that Apple should hear. I don't like how when I'm using it, it makes my face look too fat and old. Actually, it's the same complaint I have with all the mirrors in our house. Is there a mirror company I can send this complaint to? Or?
I don't think you can complain about reality.
How dare you? That's primarily what I complain about now.
Yep.
And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go.
Bezos accuses National Enquirer parent of blackmail attempt.
Is that Bezos living in a telenovela? Just got divorced and getting blackmailed, and I saw his evil twin roaming around.
A report says that Bezos has hired PIs to ID a text leaker.
I hope those PI investigators aren't expected to work the kind of hours the rest of the Amazon employees are.
Sears saved from liquidation. Judge approves deal.
Shannon, I don't know if you know this, but in business, there's nothing worse than being turned into water. You can trust me because I know business.
Newlyweds Justin and Hailey Bieber get real about marriage. It's not, quote, all a magical fantasy, unquote.
Justin, if you're looking for some marriage advice for a successful marriage, my recommendation is that you start up a podcast where your wife tells you about, in your case, I guess, modeling, I don't know, and then you'll spend some quality time together. Boom, successful marriage.
That's right.
And then, if you're lucky, you'll have as many listeners as Shannon and I do.
They're so famous. How to upgrade your flight for free.
There's one thing I love more than you, Shannon. It's free.
You can dive with 14-foot crocodiles.
Or I could maintain living my life.
This is a sad headline, but it makes me want to watch this video. Dad frantically chases train as it leaves with his baby.
You know, I for one am sick and tired of trains stealing babies. This must stop.
New deep sea creatures found in the waters off Costa Rica.
Could you imagine? There might be like something crazy, like a whale with a horn coming out of its head. Oh, wait, that already exists. And it's crazy.
There's so many crazy things in the ocean and on the earth. It's all just remarkable. Salt truck slides down slippery Minnesota road.
That salt truck should have waited till the road was salted.
Dog unsuccessfully hitches ride on robot vacuum.
We always try to get our cats to ride our robot vacuum, but they're not interested.
No, they're not. The Situation releases second inspirational video.
Oh, no, I missed the first one. How will I ever be inspired?
How to dial 911 alternatives on mobile.
What, are people too lazy to hit 911 now?
Sometimes you might need other options.
Like 119 or something?
There's alternatives.
Can anyone memorize the alternatives? No. You know what everyone already has memorized? 911. Three numbers.
How to declutter your digital life.
I don't even know how to declutter my physical life. I think it's hopeless. Next week, and I tell my husband the news. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News is part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.